This is your Classic It's Breakfast with Jordan Curtis. And last week, of course, was Men's Health Week. And we're joined by Lisa Parkinson, accredited exercise physiologist, I guess, on how men can keep healthy through their exercise. Lisa, how's it going?
Yeah, great. Thanks, Jordan. How are you?
I'm not too bad. And as far as a man being healthy goes, I think I'm doing all right. Can you tell us a bit about how Australian men are faring with their health?
Yeah, sure. So the last stats were conducted back in 2018, but they gave us a bit of an insight into how our blokes are faring. So just to give you an idea, 49% of the Australian population are men in Australia, so we're about half and half. And 57% of Australian adult males rate their health as being excellent or very good. So that's not too bad. We feel like they feel like they're pretty good.
That's their own personal rating, though, isn't it?
Yeah, that's their own personal rating. That's right. That's their interpretation. But 46% of those surveyed had at least one chronic condition. So this might be back pain, diabetes, heart disease, arthritis, etc. And 7% of those had three or more of those conditions. So, dealing with a few more health issues. Another stat is that 54% of all new cancer cases are male or are men. The beer belly is giving us a little bit of trouble. So 7 in 10 Australian men are overweight or obese. And mental health is also a bit of an issue. So nearly 1 in 2 Australian men have experienced a mental health condition in their lifetime. So, yeah, like you said, although over half of our male friends or family rate their health as pretty good, the other half have a number of health problems, and over two-thirds are outside that healthy weight range. So there are definitely improvements that can be made, and worth chatting to our loved ones about how they're travelling health-wise and whether they need some help in accessing support.
And I guess with 57% of us men deciding that our health is excellent, it probably explains a fair bit why not as many men do go for regular checkups at their GP.
No, that's right. They're thinking that they're going okay, so they don't get that checkup. But, you know, things like diabetes, we know that people can have diabetes without knowing that they have it. People can take up to 10 years to be diagnosed, and in that time there are negative health impacts to our bodies. So it is important to get that regular checkup just to see that you're going okay.
Are men getting enough exercise?
Well, some are. So not surprisingly, when we take age into consideration, physical activity is highest among men aged between 18 and 24. So the younger blokes, about 59% of that age group are being physically active. And then it's lowest among men over age of 65, with only 31% of those being active. So quite a few could improve upon how much exercise they're doing.
What kind of benefits come along with exercise for blokes?
Yeah, also obviously similar to everybody, but exercise plays a vital role in keeping our blokes healthier, happier and alive for longer. So some of those exercise benefits are lowering our risk of diabetes, lowering blood pressure, lowering our cholesterol and improving our blood vessels, reducing depression and anxiety, so important for mental health, helps to maintain or decrease our weight. So for those 7 out of 10 blokes that are overweight, it can help to improve that. Improves our men's testosterone levels as you age, lowers your risk of cancers such as colon and prostate cancer, and also just keeps you flexible and moving. Like, mobility is really important, especially as we age.
How much exercise should men be getting?
Yeah, well, so the great news is that you don't need to be a gym junkie in order to gain access to the benefits, our health benefits from exercise. Although working out in a gym environment might suit some people, it's not for everyone. So there are a variety of ways to meet the physical activity guidelines and still gain the health benefits for men. So in terms of how much, the goal is to achieve somewhere between about 2.5 to 5 hours of moderate intensity exercise. And that might include brisk walking, golf, mowing lawn or swimming. So something that gets your heart rate up to a moderate level. Or if you're doing higher intensity activities, so you might be jogging, some form of aerobics, fast cycling or playing footy, perhaps you can get away with less, so around 1.25 to 2.5 hours of vigorous intensity exercise. Or you might do, you know, a bit of a combination of both. And then ideally, we'd also want you to be doing some form of strength training on at least 2 days of the week, so about 2 lots of half an hour of strength training as well. So it does sound like a lot, but what we want to do is try and, you know, get into a routine, choose something that you enjoy and that works those major muscle groups, and go with it. So, you know, like I said, it might be playing cricket with your mates or going surfing, might be going to the gym or just, you know, walking along to music.
And any last minute advice for the men out there?
Yeah, like I said, sometimes we have conditions and we don't know that we have them. So to all of the blokes out there, see your doctor for a regular checkup. You know, think of it as, you know, like your car. You don't wait for something to go wrong with your car before you take it to the mechanic. You have it serviced regularly to keep it running well. And the same principles should apply to our physical and mental health as well. And our GPs are our local mechanics for that. So make an appointment with your GP.
And, at least thank you so much for your time today.
You're welcome. Thanks, Jordan.
That's Lisa Parkinson, accredited exercise physiologist on your Classic Kids Breakfast.